Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, September 10th, I hope you're well. Coming up, Cabinet to discuss banning the sale of disposable vapes and all eyes on EU Court of Justice about Ireland's Apple tax case. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the sale of disposable vapes will be banned under measures being brought to Cabinet by the Minister for Health today. The government is expected to approve measures to ban the sale, manufacture or import of single-use or disposable vapes in the country. Minister Stephen Donnelly plans to introduce the ban on environmental and public health grounds. A judgment relating to the €13 billion Apple tax case will be delivered this morning by the European Court of Justice. A ruling overturned the European Commission's 2016 original finding that Apple had underpaid taxes totalling €13 billion due to Ireland between 2003 and 2014. The court will today rule on whether an appeal by the European Commission against the decision of the General Court should succeed or not. Geoffrey Donaldson is due to be arraigned today on charges of historical sex abuse. The former DUP leader is facing a total of 18 charges, including one allegation of rape, while his wife Eleanor is accused of aiding and abetting. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
In March, Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife Eleanor were arrested at their home in County Down, and both were later charged with offences arising from complaints made by two women whose identities are protected by law. Geoffrey Donaldson, who has since stepped down as leader of the DUP, is facing one charge of rape, four counts of gross indecency and 13 counts of indecent assault on dates between 1985 and 2008. Eleanor Donaldson is facing five charges of aiding and abetting. They are due before a judge in Newry this morning, where they'll both be asked to enter pleas in relation to each of the charges.
At least 40 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza in what Hamas is calling a brutal act of genocide. 60 others have been injured. The area near Khan Yunis is crowded with displaced Palestinians. Israel maintains it's targeting Hamas command and control centres. The Civil Emergency Service says missiles have caused craters 9 metres deep. The budget should avoid using taxes as a short-term solution to the cost of living crisis. That's the warning from Social Justice Ireland, which says generating revenue is the way forward. Policy analyst Michelle Murphy says the government should focus on putting proper resources in place to fund a growing and ageing population.
We should be focusing on generating revenue, not cutting taxes. We shouldn't really be using tax and taxation measures to provide sort of short-term solutions to the cost of living challenges. Because they're poorly targeted, things like reductions in income taxes or excise duties or indirect taxes. They're poorly targeted, they're very costly, they should be avoided.
Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Every year, an estimated 700,000 people across the world die by suicide, and the day encourages people to help others who might be at risk. In Ireland, people in the traveller community are especially vulnerable to suicide. Nora Corcoran from the Galway Traveller Movement wants the government to take the issue more seriously.
An incident of youth suicide are becoming even more frequent. If this was another sector of society, a task force would be set up. You know, recommendations have been made, reports have been published, but this has not created the change like which is so urgently needed.
Harvey Weinstein is recovering in intensive care from emergency heart surgery. The disgraced Hollywood producer's lawyer says he's in pain from the procedure and dealing with several other serious health injuries. The 72-year-old is in custody in New York, awaiting a retrial, and is due in court on Thursday. Separately, he's been jailed for rape relating to an incident in Los Angeles. Apple has announced its latest iPhone with a full suite of new products. The iPhone 16, 16 Plus, Pro and Pro Max were unveiled last night, along with the Apple Watch 10 and AirPods 4. Pre-orders for the new models begin on Friday and launch on September 20th. News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly outlines some of the new features.
There's now a dedicated camera button back on the iPhone. You may remember a few years ago, they got rid of the home button, the circular button at the bottom of the screen on iPhone. But now, on the side, just below the volume rocker, there is a dedicated button to activate your camera. You can also slide across that button to go between the settings. So if you want to get the perfect shot every time, that is going to be a feature on the new iPhone.
In entertainment news, the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars and Mufasa in Disney's The Lion King, James Earl Jones, has died. He was 93. Fans describe his voice as being among cinema history's most powerful. Actor Colman Domingo's remembering him as a master of the craft, while Mark Hamill shared a news report online with a broken heart emoji. James Earl Jones was the voice of some of the most iconic characters in popular culture.
No, I am the father.
One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland go in search of a first ever win over Greece tonight. The sides go head to head in their Nations League clash at the Aviva Stadium. At least one change from Saturday's defeat to England is guaranteed, with captain Seamus Coleman having returned to his club Everton. Greece got off to a winning start in the competition, beating Finland 3-0 on Saturday. Ireland assistant boss John O'Shea says they are a very good team.
I think maybe the Irish public, in a sense, are thinking, oh, Greece. But then when you actually delve into where the players are playing, the profile of the players, to know that it's a real hardened, experienced team. And it's also now a case of, like I mentioned, taking each game on its merit. It's a new manager in place for them as well. That's just had that one game so far. But obviously, got off to, and when you get a goal like that to give you a boost at home, it was a fantastic start for them.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.